could have sworn I locked that door. Excuse me. We're actually closing up right now. Everyone's left but me, so, if you'll just... what? Nothing. You've never been here before, have you? Well, I just think I would have remembered if you had been here before. Oh, nothing. So what brings you in today? I see. Well, everyone has left, so if you're in need of any piercings, I'm afraid you're out of luck. However, if you maybe wanted a small tattoo, I could, make an exception for you. Really? What were you thinking? Oh, yeah. That's no biggie. I can get you in and out of here in 30 minutes. I know that sounds like a lot, but I promise you. Why don't you come to the back? Oh, and would you do me a favor and make sure that the door is actually locked this time? Thanks. So, do you have any other tattoos, or... I see. Right. Another client was going to get one, but they didn't, so I have this paperwork all ready for you. You just need to sign here, put a little bit of info, what the tattoo is, where it's going to be. Yeah, you get the gist of it. Pricing. That is the question. Well, why don't you tell me where you want it? Really? Down here? No, that's not a problem at all. Just... it's so small, and the placement. No one would ever see that. Except for, perhaps, your girlfriend. Do you have one of those? A girlfriend, I mean. Just curious, a handsome guy like yourself. Well, you know. Just assumed. Really now? That is surprising. How about you and I cut a deal then? How does that sound? This little tattoo of yours? I'll do it for free. If you go out with me. Just one teensy little date. Promise I don't bite. And, well, it's been far too long since I've been on one. And you're just my type. You're giving shy vibes. Don't know if it's true or not, but I don't know. There's something about you. Just can't wait to find out what all is going on in that head of yours. I think you have a lot to say, all of which I would love to hear. You want to go out now? I haven't even done the tattoo yet. Yeah, I'll be working tomorrow. No way. That wouldn't be... You didn't come in here specifically hoping that I would... Oh, you're too shy for that, right? Unless... Well, did you? Did you come in here for the sole purpose of getting me to go out with you? No, just a coincidence. I find that unlikely, but I'll play along. Alright, so we'll do your little piece tomorrow. And where will we be going? Nowhere. Well, the front door is locked. I suppose there's no harm in staying a little while. Not like anyone can come in. And it doesn't exactly look like the place is open. But there's nothing fun here to do. You really want to stay here? And do what? Well, aren't you the little flirt? Get to know me, huh? Fine. I'll bite. What do you want to know? My. Getting right into the important questions. You know you're never supposed to ask a woman that question. How about you go first? Not surprising. You look your age, don't you? Let's just say I'm in my late 20s. You'll just have to keep wondering, I guess. But let's be honest. Do you really care? That's what I thought. Now that I think about it, you look a little familiar. I haven't seen you anywhere, have I? If you say so. I would hate to find out my cute new date is a stalker or something. Well, that would spoil all my fun. Of course not, darling. I'm not accusing you of anything. Even if you were, it wouldn't matter. I'm the one who asked you out, remember? So... Why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself, mysterious stranger? Huh. Is that so? Tell me more. Who would have thought? You're cute, and we have a lot in common. You know, I had my reservations about this. I think this could go somewhere if we really nurtured it. What do you think? Sorry, that's a lot to put on you. We just met after all. But there's something about you that I just can't seem to resist. Ever since you walked in here, I've had a horrible day and I was really ready to kick you out, and then I looked at you and knew I couldn't let you out of here without at least shooting my shot. And what do you know? You've agreed, and you even seem to share this attraction. Isn't it lovely? But of course it is, darling. It's rare two people will meet each other in such a way and hit it off almost instantly. Of course, I wouldn't want to rush anything or make you uncomfortable, darling. We must take our time getting to know one another. I simply must know everything there is to know about you if I am to be a suitable girlfriend. What? Your face has turned all red. I'm quite straightforward when I want something. Or someone. Life is too short to beat around the bush. Might as well be forward when you know exactly what it is you want. Don't you think? Like, say for instance, it's just the two of us here in the shop, all alone. There's a very clear tension. Don't you feel it? Think of all the naughty things you and I could get up to in here. So much space to do anything you can imagine. Doesn't that sound wonderful? Yeah, it does. Good. Why don't you tell me what you want? Now that I've told you what I'm thinking. See? I knew you were shy. Just a shy boy, aren't you? I can loosen that tongue. I can loosen lots of things for you. But for now, your tongue will have to do. There's my office, of course. Didn't you know? I'm manager after all. Sometimes I stay overnight working on stuff. There's a little nook. You know where I'm going. Sort of a makeshift bed, if you will. I could lay you down there. Or you could lay me down. But I don't see that happening. Nothing to be ashamed of, darling. You just like taking it instead of giving it. And that's real nice because I like giving it. Do you know that? That's why you like me. Isn't it? Follow me, hon. Just there. And close the door behind you. Why don't you get undressed? You heard me. Get naked. Unless, of course, you changed your mind. Which is fine, too. No. Oh, I see. You want mommy to help you. If you insist, I'll do my best for you. Well, are you going to come here or are you going to make me walk to you? That's a good boy. That's right. Come to mommy. Now let's see about this shirt, shall we? Lift your arms up. Good boy. So soft. Now for your pants. Sorry. I've pinched you. I hope it didn't hurt too. Well, it seems you're getting quite big down here. You're a dirty little masochist, aren't you? Do you like it when I hurt you? You won't say what's wrong. Gag on your tongue. Still not loose yet, huh? What if I bite you then? Oh, you did like it. You're getting real nice and hard. I can bite you more. Yes, but you have to say, Mommy, please bite me. Can you say please for Mommy? Can you? That's what I thought. Skin so soft. So perfect for biting. nice and squishy under my teeth. You tell me if I'm doing it too hard. Oh, I wouldn't want to ruin my baby boy. That's why you came in for a tattoo, huh? You wanted me to hurt you. I bet you never imagined we'd be doing this. I'm gonna touch it now. Okay? Okay. I want you to make a big mess on Mommy's face. Can you do that for me? Can you make a big mess on my face? Yeah? Good. I want you to make lots of noises for me, too. Do you like it? Oh, just like that. Yes. Look. Yes. I want to hear you make those noises more. Yeah, it feels good when I stroke your cock. You like it? Of course you fucking do. Maybe I'll just throw in a little bite here and there. You're getting close. You're gonna make a big mess for Mommy, right? Oh, you're such a good boy. Of course you are. Oh, don't stop. Don't stop making those noises for me. I wanna know how good I'm making you feel. Oh, that's it. That's it, baby. Come all over me. All over my face. Just like that. Oh, you're such a good boy. And your mess, it tastes so good. You didn't disappoint, that's for sure. What's wrong? Come here. You want to lay your head down on my lap? But of course. Anything for my good boy. You deserve it after all. You did such a good job. Come here. Lay down. Don't you worry about a thing. Like I said, it's just us. I'm sure you're exhausted. So just lay your head down and count your sheep. I'll watch over you, darling.